Well, if you've put in an order for a pup this Christmas, wait till you hear this. Apparently, there's a canine variant of short man syndrome. A study has found that the smaller the dog, the more difficult its personality. Professor Paul McGreevy from the University of Sydney is the lead author of the study, which looked at more than 8,000 dogs, and it found small dogs are harder to train and more inclined to mount objects.
For height, there are actually 14 different behaviours that change in a statistically significant way with height. So we're looking at the increased tendency to mount people and objects, unfortunately. Touch sensitivity, urination when left, dog-directed fear, separation-related problems, non-social fear, the list goes on. One behaviour trait that improves with height, which it actually gets better with height, is trainability. So we've got all of these unwelcome behaviours that increase with shortness, and as you'd predict, trainability drops as the dog gets shorter. So we're beginning to understand that these dogs are marching to the beat of their own drum.
Okay, so a shorter dog does all the things you don't want, is more likely to do the things you don't want, wee on the floor, mount things and not be trainable.
Generally speaking, that's the trend. Now, of course, there are some wonderful exceptions, and people who can train small dogs really win my admiration as an animal trainer and as a vet. I'm full of admiration for people who can train the smaller dog.
I was going to say, I bet you there's people that say my Jack Russell does the Sudoku, or my pug, you know, brings me the bathroom towel each morning.
That's right, yes. But you don't find many smaller dogs really excelling in obedience trials. Now, I'm not saying that that's the epitome of trainability necessarily, and some people would argue that it's a really smart dog that doesn't allow itself to be trained. But we can see that there are some general observations that people make about breeds of dog and their behaviour. This study goes beyond breed. It's actually removed the breed effect and said that for dogs of a certain height, we'll predict certain behaviours. And these reports, this data come from descriptions of dog behaviour from over 8,000 dog owners. So it's a very strong data set.
Okay, so that is a large sample, a large research project. So was conventional thinking before that breed was more, behaviour was more dependent on breed than physical characteristics?
Well, we certainly bred dogs for certain jobs. So you can think of corgis being healers, you know, being bred to work cattle and to nip the heels of cattle. We can think of the Russian wolfhound or borzoi that's been originally bred by the Russian nobility to course wolves and large prey. Those are two different dogs with very different behaviour traits, and of course they look very different. So that's what got me interested in this, is regardless of the breed, do we expect to find certain behaviours with certain shaped dogs? And the results are very strongly confirming that observation.
Okay, so what does that actually mean then? What does this finding mean for people who want to use dogs for working purposes, whether that's on a farm or whether that's, say, a medical detection dog, whatever it might be? Does it change the types of breeds, the types of dogs that could be targeted for working?
Well, I certainly think it helps us to select the right dogs for the job. So we wouldn't expect to see many working sheep pugs in the future. And then that's part of what we found, is that short-skulled dogs are far less likely to chase, and working sheep and working stock is basically part of the hunting ethogram, the hunting behavioural repertoire of the wild dog.
Okay. A short-skulled, that pushed-up nose look like the pug or the boxer dog?
You've got it. Yeah, those we call them brachycephalic dogs, which just means short skull dogs, and they are less likely to show chasing, but they're more likely to show self grooming, and we'd love to know why that may be. Mm-hmm. But certainly to answer your question about what this study means, it means that people like me who are vets dealing with animals on a daily basis, we have to remind ourselves that this is pointing towards a new normal for dog behaviour, and it's forcing us to be more understanding of the general trends that tend to accompany certain body shapes.
That's the latest work by Professor Paul McGreevy. It's just been published. He's from the University of Sydney's Faculty of Vet Science. This idea that small dogs are harder to train and a bit more problematic has got a few of you talking on our Facebook page, facebook.com/bushtelegraph. Anthea says you can train chihuahuas, but whether they do what they're meant to depends on how they feel at the time. They consider their options. And Maria says my Jack Russell is very keen to do what I want when I'm looking. And Louise says, as a professional animal trainer, that study sounds like rubbish. So if you've got a view, feel free to share it with us on facebook.com/bushtelegraph.